He is not the only new arrival. We have had a hatching of fairy dragons.
Longbourn rolled his eyes. At least there was something Darcy agreed with him on. Miss Elizabeth reached into her hood and withdrew three colorful fluff balls.
You know, April, these are Heather and Phoenix.
Longbourn sniffed at them. Small wonder he did not snuff them up his nose.
A male?
The red puff cheeped, its voice almost too high for Darcy to make out.
As much as you!
Phoenix jumped up and hovered between Longbourn's eyes.
You might pick the mites off his head ridges, she pointed.
Phoenix obeyed, soon joined by the pink and blue fairy dragons.
Oh, yes, there, just there.
Longbourn purred and wagged his tail. This was disgusting.
I forgot how much I like fairy dragons. You will bring them when you come with Mary?
I will, thank you. I know they appreciate your welcome.
The pink and red fluffs lit on Longbourn's snout, just between his eyes, squawked something, then curled up into sleeping balls. The blue one, April was it, settled between them, a wing over each. How domestic.
Since you will be so well cared for by your keep, you will have no need to disturb the militia that is going to camp in Meryton.
Longbourn's lip curled back.
Militia? A large number of men and beasts are coming to invade my territory.
Not invade, dear one. They will be training here for a time, then move on. There is no reason to trouble yourself.
She edged around to scratch his ear again.
Longbourn snorted, disturbing the sleeping chicks.
April pecked his snout and scolded. The sight would have been comical had it not been likely to result in the quick demise of the fairy dragons in a single gulp.
I do not like militias. Remember what they did to...
Miss Elizabeth's shoulders sagged.
Yes, I cannot forget my great-aunt's story, but eating her assailant did little to restore her honor.
She wrapped her arms tightly about her waist. Longbourn inched forward and wrapped his neck around her.
She leaned into the dragon. I promise we shall be very, very careful.
I will eat anyone who hurts you or any of my keep. Slowly. One tiny bite at a time.
Darcy shuddered. That was not a threat to be taken lightly.
I would not ask you to do otherwise. You are, after all, an estate dragon. You must protect your keep. But pray do not harass the militia.
She pressed her face to Longbourn.
It would be very bad for the keep if the soldiers were to be meddled with.
As long as they do not harm what is and who are mine, I will keep the peace. But I want another sheep.
You shall have one for each senite they are here.
I like that.
I hoped it would make your forbearance worthwhile. I must ask an important favor of you whilst they are here.
More? Is it not enough that I do not bother them?
It should be, I know, but this is very, very important to all of dragonkind.
Longbourn craned his neck to look at her.
The missing firedrake egg?
You know of it?
All the major dragons know.
So why did you not tell me?
Her eyes grew wide. So did Darcy's.
It is a dragon matter. I would have consulted you if necessary.
The whole of England knew of Pemberley's trial? Darcy pressed his fist to his mouth.
I have met the keeper of the missing egg.
Longbourn rose, slowly enough not to disturb the sleeping fairy dragons, slowly enough to be threatening and ominous. He looked directly at Darcy.
Is that why you have brought that man here?
Miss Elizabeth jumped and whirled around.
What man? I brought no one here.